You're listening to KEXP. We're at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us online round the world at kexp.org, where today we're streaming live video of our session with the Mina Birds. It's so great to have you back, Laura.
It's so great to be here.
I cannot wait to hear songs from your new album. You want to start us off with a couple?
Absolutely.
This is a song called Velveteen.
Hi.
your heartbeat? And where's your North Star? Those clouds gonna hang back there. This season you start over the mountains like water running. I won't sleep again until I'm laid with you.
We'll move on beyond the rain,
one foot in front of the other.
We'll move on beyond the rain,
one foot in front of the other.
Minor Birds Alive on KEXP. That was stunning.
Thank you.
Actually, I started to tear up during Velveteen. And what a lovely sort of example of the variety that you have on this beautiful new album, Lovers Know. It's so wonderful to have you here. It's been quite a while. It's been about 3 years since you've been in studio.
Yep. It's been a little bit of a break. Took some time to go on tour with the Postal Service, and then we took quite a long time to make this record. So.
And I understand not only were you on the road with the Postal Service, but I read that you kind of took a long car trip or two, spent a lot of time on the road, very literally, by yourself.
Yeah, I did. I ended up driving across the U.S. twice, stuck my dog in the car, and we went on a little bit of a road, an on-the-road adventure. And also toured South Africa solo, went to London, played there for the first time also solo, went to New Zealand where we finished up mixing the record. It was kind of me definitely all over the world.
And did some of the things happening along those travels sort of spark the fire for this record, or some of the themes or the music, or?
I think it was the themes were kind of sparked in advance. I feel like as soon as I finish one record, I'm always thinking about the next one. And when I finished Generals, which is very much like this record of being totally assured and empowered, I started thinking about doing a whole record about string theory. And I was watching a lot of Carl Sagan's The Cosmos on that Postal Service tour. So I was like, oh, I'm going to make this big, like, grand record about physics. And then I got home and went through a pretty brutal breakup. And so then it makes you kind of realize how small you can be in the face of all that. So, I ended up sort of writing a lot about love and loss. And there's a lot of heartbreak, but I think in all my travels, I found a lot of kind of seeds of hope in the conversations I had with strangers, particularly, you know, no matter where you go in the world, you end up having the same sorts of conversations with people about what we all go through as human beings. And so, I think that planted a little seed of hope in there for sure.
Well, love is a very universal topic and something everyone more or less can relate to. And tell me a little bit about making the record. You said that you made it in various locations over a long period of time.
Yeah, when I got in my car, I drove across the U.S. and then wound up in L.A. and I started writing there. And so I started making demos there with producer Bradley Hannon Carter, who's actually with us here singing and playing bass today. And so we started demoing some songs out in L.A., but we ended up starting to record in Nashville. My bandmate Patrick Damphere has an incredible studio over there. So we recorded the bass and drums, and then we were back in L.A., then Joshua Tree, and then, you know, out in New Zealand in Auckland to finish it up.
I read in an interview where you called Bradley a perfectionist and that you had said that you actually weren't. And I feel like your past albums are just beautiful pieces of perfection. But I was surprised to read an interview where you were like, oh, is the tape running? Sure, let's use that track.
Well, those are my favorite, those moments of imperfection. And you know, I worked with Richard Swift on those past two records, and he just works very quickly. I think What We Lose in the Fire, we recorded that in 2 weeks, and Generals was 3 weeks. We spent an entire year on Lover's Know. And, you know, Bradley is a perfectionist, but if I would say, hey, there's this weird little thing from the demo that I recorded on my phone, like in the song Believer, the chorus actually has my original vocals and the drum beat from that demo that's in my phone. So, yeah, he's totally a perfectionist, but we were allowed to, like, put in those perfect moments that accidentally got in there.
A good symbiosis, it sounds like. The album is fantastic. It's so beautiful. It's called Lovers Know. And we've got the Minor Birds live on KEXP today. We're streaming live video at kexp.org. Everyone looks wonderful. I recommend you watch as well as listen. What have we got for us next?
This is the first song off the new record called All My Heart.
I don't want help of anything, not a whitewashed love or heaven on a string, and even with it's hard to breathe. No, I don't regret it, I don't regret a thing, 'cause when I love with all my heart. Oh, when I love with all my heart. When it's over, this hole here might tear me apart, but when I love with all my heart. I'd walk through hell for just one kiss. I'd give everything I have for a minute more of this, and even if that's all. I love.
All right, this is our last song. It's called Wildfire. And I'm pretty sure I did this before when we played here, which is that I told everybody it's kind of weird when you play radio. So I said, everybody who's listening, if you're like sitting at your desk or wherever you are in your car, this is the dance party song. So stand up. You can have a dance party if you want.
But there must be a little iron left in us. I'll light a candle, leave and flame, kiss in the darkness just to chase it all away. I still believe in the choirs in the sky. A wildfire, we are a wildfire, we are a wildfire.
Lovers Know is the new album from the Minor Birds. Tonight they're playing at the Sunset Tavern here in Seattle, and always a pleasure to have you stop by.
It's always great to see you.
Thank you all so much. You're listening to KEXP Seattle.